They be like, slow up, homie, you're talking too fast. Came for Buzz of the Week and Splash Trash Man. He's Bucky Watts and Bradley Bags. Yeah, it's going down, we call it the G-Splash. In the summer sessions and sessions, it's with the unexpected. I'm talking the minutes, the seconds, it's pocket perfection. I keep you guessing with methods of messing with the new section. And it's the only podcast with the record I'm wrecking. So, yeah, welcome to my home, this is G-Splash Zone. It's the dub show, getting where you fitting in the summer zone. And I'm going hella ham on it, motherfucking it hard.
What up? It's going down. I keep hitting this gun click, and that's not the right button I want. I want this one.
I like it.
Yeah. This is G-Splash. We're summer sessions. It's going down. This is the G6. Six news stories before 6 a.m. And I had another six in there. I just forgot it, Chris.
Well, that's, I mean, two sixes is enough. We get three in there, we're in trouble.
I had like nine. If I was being, I was like, oh yeah, well,
that's fine then.
We're fly like a G6. We're hitting six store. Like I had it all worked out, and now I'm messing it up.
Yep. Six Flags maybe made it in the mix.
Oh, don't remind me. Last time I was at Six Flags, I had a bad experience.
Was it an old guy going?
No, Chris. Like, but I had a bad experience, so that means I don't want to talk about it.
I had a bad experience. Italian jab. I got some kind of the Italian Jab. I loved it. It was a pretty good movie, I guess, for Mark Wahlberg being in there. That's probably how he says it. Actually, I'm gonna be in this movie. It's called the Italian Jab.
Is that a Rocky spinoff?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey Adrian, we're talking the Italian Jab.
It's the porno version of Rocky. The Italian Jab.
Oh man. Well, welcome to the show. You gotta hit the air horn. Chris, we're starting this. This is episode number two of the summer sessions, but episode 37 of G-Splash overall.
This is our main podcast. Yeah. You can go back and listen to our other episodes. We're on a little summer break right now, but we're still doing these little summer sessions to have some fun and talk about things that we still love. And then we're going to come back in October with our main podcast, G-Splash.
It's going down. This is the only podcast on the internet that keeps going in its off season. I actually had a better joke. I don't know why I didn't write it down. Anyway, for some upcoming announcements.
Big goals, huh?
Those skis, huh? Both of them? some quick announcements. Chris, next week's episode is going to be our pilot episode, but I'm going to recut it up so it's not as boring. I'm going to make it more interesting.
Cool. I can't wait to hear that because we had no idea what was going on.
I'm pretty sure this is season one, episode one. I'm obviously going to cut out our news stuff because it'll be old, but our main cut will be straight legit. And then season three will kick off around October 10th. I think that's still the heart date is October 10th. It'll be after Comic-Con from New York. We'll have a bunch of stuff. It'll be hot to death, bruh.
Death.
I'm actually holding off on hitting that air horn. I'm really amped right now.
Yeah, give yourself a little... Nope, there it is.
Yeah, I hit something else in place. I hit a filler.
Couldn't help myself.
Chris, on that note, we're going to kick off some news! Yeah, starting things off with some Netflix news. You may have noticed your Tuesday morning starting out fresh with a new feature from Netflix called Smart Downloading. While being connected to Wi-Fi, Netflix will download the next episode of the series that you're watching in the background so you can continue to binge the show. Netflix will then trash the episodes of the series you've already seen once you're reconnected to Wi-Fi. Now control of the new feature still lies within the user with the option to turn it off. But for now, smart downloads will only be available for Android users, but should be available for iOS later this year. Now if you're a big Always Sunny in Philadelphia fan, like I am, Foxnet Games is announcing a new game with Eastside Games. The game is called It's Always Sunny, The Gang Goes Mobile. Players will be given the chance to interact and team up with Charlie, Mac, Dennis, Dee, and Frank in some of the show's most iconic gags and storylines while exploring new money-making schemes. The premise of the game will revolve around Frank coming into quite a bit of dirty money, which he will need to utilize the gang in order to hide it from the feds. You should expect the usual bickering, backstabbing behaviors of the gang to come into play along the way. As of now, It's Always Sunny, The Gang Goes Mobile has no official firm release date, but season 13 will premiere September 5th on FXX. Switching gears for some music, I know you love that music. Childish Gambino has released new Summertime songs. Now, in a press release announcing the songs issued an hour after Summertime Magic and Feels Like Summer dropped, they billed as, quote, the first official singles from Gambino's forthcoming debut album. So apparently he is still making actual albums, while it was rumored that he planned on halting all that altogether. But no release date has been announced. It seems likely that it will be in the timeline of Gambino's North American tour set to launch September 6th. And of course, in Atlanta. While we're on the topic of Childish Gambino, we got some Black Panther news. Marvel Studios has shifted the release date for an untitled Marvel Cinematic Universe movie a few months forward from July to February 2021. And it seems likely this is the untitled movie is most likely going to be Black Panther 2. The MCU has a track record of dropping sequels in the same months as their debut films. Also regarding the Black Panther sequel, Childish Gambino was rumored to be in discussion to star in the second film, however, that's where it stopped. Just a rumor. I guess he could have played Prowler and faced off against the Wakanda King, but as of now, that is not happening. Chris, I'm bringing you in on our last two news stories of the week. We just talked about Black Panther and all that, but now we're talking about one of the greatest, low-key, not a lot of people know about this guy, but he deserves all the respect, but Steve Ditko has passed, and I'm going to read a few things, and then we'll get into a little bit of dialogue about it. Steve Ditko is a legendary comic book artist and co-creator of Spider-Man and Doctor Strange with Stan Lee. He died at the age of 90. The NYPD have confirmed his death and added that the artist died in his apartment, and the cause of death is not provided as of yet. Marvel Comics said in a statement, "The Marvel family mourns the loss of Steve Ditko. Steve transformed the industry and the Marvel Universe, and his legacy will never be forgotten. Our thoughts are with his family, loved ones, and fans during this time." Now, he also worked for DC for a quick minute. DC Comics tweeted out, "Steve Ditko was one of the most amazing creators in the history of comics and showed us there is a hero in all of us. Our hearts go out to his loved ones and with everyone who knew him." Now, while he was with Marvel in 1962, Marvel Comics editor-in-chief Stan Lee approached Ditko with the idea for Spider-Man. It was Ditko who gave the superhero his iconic suit, Spider-Man, red-blue colors, web shooters, all of that. Now, following its debut in Amazing Fantasy, Spider-Man splintered off into his own comic book series. Ditko was responsible for imagining the visual look for Spider-Man's villains like Green Goblin, Dr. Octopus, and the Lizard. And Ditko remained an artist on Spider-Man for the first 38 issues of the comic's run. And a year after Spider-Man, Lee and Ditko reteamed to create Doctor Strange, the Sorcerer Supreme, that provided Marvel with some of the most surreal storylines in psychedelic artwork. So basically Stan Lee, you know, kind of was like, "Hey, I have this idea. Make it come to life." And Steve...
help me make it awesome.
Yeah, Steve Ditko was able to do that. And he lived a full life. I mean, he's 90 years old.
Great accomplishments under his belt with, I mean, the Spider-Man stuff and the Doctor Strange stuff, obviously. But, I mean, there's tons of other work he did as well.
Yeah, he even came back to Marvel and created characters like Squirrel Girl, who is a younger audience type of character, but is very loved, very, very loyal fan base for Squirrel Girl.
Yeah, I mean, he was really good at villains. Like, if you just pouring through his stuff, like, when they relaunched Hulk, he came up with the Leader. And Dormammu for sketch out what that was all about for Doctor Strange. I mean, and then you already said it, but I mean, just looking at the Spider-Man thing is insane. He basically just made the Sinister Six, like between Doc Ock, Lizard, Electro, Green Goblin. Those are some of the best comic book villains of all time. He had a real specialty. I mean, everything he did was obviously great, but just looking over this, you're like, man, he really helped bring to life some iconic villains.
Yeah, and he's definitely a part of, you know, people figuring out the comic book industry. At that time is so early and, you know, in such an early stage, the comic, like, contracts were weird. You know, you may have a fall. You hear a lot of fallout stories, but I want to say it's not because people disagreed on a level of there's like no substance to it. It's a, I think it's a level of like figuring things out. So that's why his original fallout, I think, was with Marvel. But he jumped over to DC, was able to keep the legacy moving, he was still able to push the industry, which is awesome. Similar to
Jack Kirby.
Thank you. Jack fucking Kirby. So RIP Steve Ditko. We love you. Thank you for
everything you gave us.
Thank you for inspiring such great characters and keeping the industry moving forward. But Chris, you know what time it is. You know what we talking about. Hey, MCU.
What time is it?
MCU number 20. It's going down. Ant-Man and the Wasp. Now, before we get into it, I talked about it last week. I said this movie was going to be a splash. I spoke for you, Chris. I said you thought this movie was going to be a splash.
Heck yeah, and you were right. I thought it was going to be a splash.
Chris thought it was going to be a splash.
And it was trash. No, I'm just kidding.
Before we get into the review, I want to talk about this because Ant-Man it seems like people are either on board for it or they're not.
Yes.
I feel like Marvel and comic book fans and people and fans of the MCU were invested. We don't have a choice. We're going to go see it.
Yes, you're in.
But to the overall public, they teeter on this line like, you know, I actually enjoy having conversations with people who like don't really know because I'm like, it makes me feel two ways. One, it makes me feel like I may be able to help this person and make them go see a movie that they'll enjoy. Or two,
right,
they don't give a fuck and I'm just nerding out in front and they're like, shut, dude, I don't care. I just want to, should I go see a good movie or not? So
yes or no.
I think all of these movies at this point have legs. Like you can't just go see a Marvel movie anymore. Like or an MCU movie anymore without some kind of attachment to another film.
Right, you know, yeah, well, in the films themselves, and you must have, at some point, you would have to have just been saved off a desert island to have never seen any of the Marvel movies.
This is what I think is, like, the reason why people get lost, is, like, they'll see, like, this movie, that movie, skip these four, and then go see, like, this movie, that movie. So then...
Right, like, the Ant-Man movies are kind of in some... They're not standalone by any stretch, but, like... It's one of those things where if you were going to watch one that wasn't like deeply rooted in the other films, Ant-Man series is one to see, but it's also kind of an obscure hero. And even in the second one, if you just showed up, you'd be like, I don't understand why he's under house arrest, but I understand the rest of the movie.
But I feel like he had a pivotal role in Civil War.
Oh, big time. And he's going to have an enormous role in the fourth Avengers. I mean, that's pretty much confirmed.
Yeah, we'll get into spoilers a little bit later. But was this the best Marvel movie ever made? No.
No.
No. Was this a good Marvel movie? Is it bottom 10 or top 10? I'm going to throw this at the top 10.
Really? You liked it that much?
I just think there's a lot of worse movies than this movie.
Oh, yeah. You know, man. I liked it. I don't know if I top 10 liked it.
Wow. So you think it's on the bottom?
How many movies 10? Have they made?
20. This is number 20.
So that means it's upper 50%.
Yeah. You're throwing it at the bottom. You're throwing it below.
If I throw it below, it would probably be like 11.
Ooh. What's number 10?
Fuck, I don't know. I haven't gone through it. I need to write like an actual list for this kind of thing. I'll work on it.
I can go off the top of my head right now and tell you 10 movies that are worse than that movie.
Go.
Incredible Hulk. Thor, Dark World. First Thor. Iron Man 2, Iron Man 3. Avengers 2.
Ant-Man 1?
Nah, I thought Ant-Man 1 up there.
So you're at 6. You need 4 more worse movies.
I think it's better than Doctor Strange.
Really? Okay.
Is that a weird one? That's a weird one. Probably a weird one. Oh, both Captain Americas.
Captain America 1 and 2?
You're
insane.
Yeah, it might be.
I'll give you Captain 1.
I'm going to throw Captain, I'll throw Captain 1 in there. And then... And... There's 20 films.
Either the Guardians?
No, the Guardians are both pretty good.
See, I think me and you are both. I think on our list, we have both put this at probably 11 or 12.
Yeah, I'm not. I have to worth a Google this one because I can't think of all the movies.
It's worth a Google.
No, I take it back. I put it above Ant-Man. No, actually, I can't. Fuck. Now I'm in my head, and I'm going all kinds of crazy.
I'm telling you, man. It's probably 11 or 12. We probably put it in the same spot.
All right. I guess it is on the bottom half. I thought it was...
Anyway,
it might be 11.
It floats around the middle, and that's good enough for it. I mean, it's enjoyable and great in its own right, in its own way. And being comic and lighter and funny, especially just coming off Infinity War, it does a lot of that. It keeps the characters that we enjoyed in the first one there, adds some new kind of cool elements, and even without the cutscene, it gives us some hints and sets up some stuff in the fourth one. So all around, I think it's just a really well done movie.
I also, now that we've talked about it, I don't know what they're going to do as far as going forward, but they should definitely, if there is going to be a third one, they need to pull it out of its pocket and like make that another Ragnarok type movie.
Yeah, to change the game on it.
Because you can't, I mean, number 10, like there's a reason why people don't go see this movie. Like I've talked to people about it and they're like, Ant-Man's just not that cool of a character.
But he is though.
If you see the movies, I like Ant-Man. I think Ant-Man brings a lot to the table. I like Paul Rudd. I think he's doing a great job. Each of these Marvel movies has their own like feel, right? Like you got Cap is the political type movies. You got Thor for like the more sci-fi, and then you got like Guardians for the space type of movie. This is like almost like a family comedy type of movie. All in all, I still call this movie a splash.
Anyways, I thought it was a splash. Loved it. So glad we're doing these summer sessions. We'll see you. I'll see you next week. Yeah, it's gonna be great. We're gonna have so much fun. I love it.
Boom! That's Chris Bucky Watts. I'm your host, Bradley Bax. It's going down every week here on G Splash. The summer sessions is in session. Your name is Kiki. We're constantly asking if you love me. Oh, we'll see you next week. Peace. So, yeah. Welcome to my home. This is G Splash Zone. This is the dub show. Getting where you fitting in the summer zone. And I'm going out.